Hello, and welcome to this podcast on emotional intelligence. My name is Louise Connor, and I present all of Mercia's skills, management, and leadership courses. So I'm going to start this podcast on emotional intelligence with a story about how one of my days started this week, because this led me to reflect upon my own emotional intelligence. So I travel a lot with my job, and this is an element that I absolutely love as I get to meet lots of people across various firms all over the UK. I'd planned a trip to the office for a meeting, which I always look forward to as I get to see my colleagues. So the day started well. My mood was upbeat. I felt happy. I felt relaxed. But the traffic was awful on the motorway. The M6, so no surprise there. So we were all crawling around 50 mile an hour. Then the driver in the car behind me decides to come up and flash their lights at me to try and encourage me to move. Not that I could go anywhere due to the traffic conditions. So how did this make me feel? Intimidated? Yes. Anxious? Yes. Annoyed? Yes. A real mix of emotions. So the emotional brain is far faster and older than the rational frontal cortex, and it sends us into the fight or flight mode, which refers to situations wherein the amygdala hijack takes control of our ability to respond rationally to a threat. So this could then lead us into reacting in an intense or emotional way that may be out of proportion to the situation. We're unable to think clearly. We feel that we need to defend ourselves. And this can happen at harmless or frustrating moments. So this is what's happening to me within this moment. My initial reaction was evidential of my amygdala hijack, as I became angry and frustrated with this person because they intimidated me. It made me feel anxious. They hadn't read the situation of the road. It made me feel uncomfortable, and my thoughts could have even gone as far as to react to this person using, you know, nonverbal communication. Not that I believe in road rage. This is something that I would never do. However, what I could do, if I'm being more emotionally intelligent, rather than react, I'll allow the rational side of my brain to catch up and realize that this person just hasn't yet registered the traffic situation. They've not realized that they can't get anywhere faster by being in front of me. Therefore, I will just move over and let them pass so they can see for themselves what the situation is. I will also realize that this person has no malicious intent. You know, they didn't mean to make me feel anxious or uncomfortable. Maybe they're just having a bad day. Maybe they're late for a meeting, so they're in a rush. But no harm was done. No accidents. No conflict has arisen from this situation. So being more emotionally intelligent allowed me to remain calm and to see the situation from a different perspective, so that I was able to continue the happy, relaxed mood that I started the day in and not carry any angry, frustration or unhelpful thoughts with me throughout the day, as these could potentially affect the people around me. If I'd have walked into the office and inflicted my experience in emotions on my colleagues and my team members, this could then trigger their responses into action. They'd be thinking, Louise is in a bad mood. She's just ruined my morning by coming in and complaining about a random driver that's upset her day. We need to avoid Louise today. I can't approach her with the questions or the queries that I needed her to help me with. I'll just leave her alone today. This could then trigger their emotions. It might make them feel frustrated. It might make them feel agitated, uncomfortable around me, anxious around me. So therefore, it could really upset the team dynamic. Have a think about how you react in certain situations and what triggers your reactions. Let's use some day-to-day work and environment examples. It may be that your team member has walked in late again. A piece of work hasn't been completed to the standard that you expected. You've overheard a team member talking to a client in an unacceptable manner. Have a think about some of the situations that you've been in recently or in the past and take a moment to think about what triggers your emotions. So what really pushes your buttons and what are the reasons why? Think about how you react to these situations and then think about the reasons why you react this way. So how do we work on our emotional intelligence? Scientific journalist, author and psychologist Daniel Goleman developed our understanding of this with his 1995 book, Emotional Intelligence. Although he's not the founder of emotional intelligence, Daniel Goleman outlined this using a model which is made up of five key components, which is referred to as the emotional intelligence framework. It's a range of skills that can be developed and improved. So the good news is it's possible for anyone to become more emotionally intelligent. It's basically the ability to understand and manage your own emotions and feelings as well as those of others. So I will briefly touch on the five main components of the emotional intelligence framework, which are self-awareness, self-regulation, self-motivation, empathy, and social skills. These are covered in more detail on the emotional intelligence course that I run. So self-awareness is knowing your own emotions. Recognize how you react to certain situations on an ongoing basis to try and pinpoint where your strengths and weaknesses lie. What pushes your buttons? What triggers your emotions and why? The better understanding you have of your own emotions and your gut reactions, the easier it will be to manage them. The second is self-regulation. So this is managing your own emotions and it's all about your own intervention. So if you're losing your patience with a team member, don't just blindly act upon that emotion, but ask yourself, why are you feeling that way? Try and think of a more appropriate reaction and consider how you come across to that team member. Third is self-motivation. So motivating ourselves. So ask yourself, why do you do the job that you do? Besides money, prospects, but what else do you love about it? What drives you? This will give you a solid understanding of your values, your goals, your motivators. People who are motivated in their career are usually more committed. We're usually more enthusiastic and in turn more successful. Are you able to find positives in a bad day? Can you still feel energized and want to fix problems and be determined to support and encourage the people around you to help reach their goals successfully? The fourth is empathy. So this is recognizing and understanding other people's emotions. Now, empathy is something that a lot of us find difficult. Many of us are very good at sympathy. We can say to people, oh, that must be awful. Oh, I can't imagine what you're going through. Poor you. But that just drags people further down into their sorry state. So empathy is trying to understand the emotions of others and then relate to them, where we're validating people's feelings and we're trying to put ourselves in their shoes. The good news is, like all of these components of the emotional intelligence framework, empathy is something that it's a skill that can be learned, even though it doesn't come naturally to all of us, but it can be learned and developed over time. And then the last one is social skills. And again, these come naturally to some of us more than others, but there's no critical window for learning social skills. So we can start to work on these later in life. Simple ways to improve your social skills are building rapport with your team. Find some common ground, such as their social interests, fact-finding about what motivates them. So it's easy for me to say that we need to be more emotionally intelligent. We need to work on our emotional intelligence. But without knowing how and what to focus on, where do we begin? So come and join me for Mercy Alive's course on emotional intelligence, and we will delve deeper into the emotional intelligence framework. This will help you to discover how you can work on and improve not only your own emotional intelligence, but also to help your team members to work on theirs. I'd also recommend looking at our Skills Management and Leadership program, which can be found under the training section on Mercia's website.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.